contributing to audit processes. It is your professional responsibility to understand and contribute to processes for auditing the effectiveness and quality of safeguarding or child protection services, including audits against national guidelines. The seniority of your role may demand more responsibility in the auditing process and your contribution in responding to the result of audits, but all professionals should participate in any audit activities requests. If in a senior position in your department or specialty area, you should be able to complete the audit cycle and research related to safeguarding or child protection as part of appropriate clinical governance and quality assurance processes. Audits often include a section on staff accountability and identifying the most senior lead in safeguarding. There are often checks to ensure staff are clear about when concerns should be passed on to the safeguarding lead. Most action plans created after an audit will nominate a particular staff member per action point to ensure that the points agreed upon are put in place in the organization. After this, action plans should be reviewed on an ongoing basis, at least every 6 months. All of these points require the contribution and vigilance of staff to ensure that lessons found in audit plans are indeed learned and applied to make sure similar situations do not occur in the future.